Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. Welcome in on this Football Friday. It just means more here.
I was going to be ready, too. My chair got stuck.
You're never ready.
I'm not.
Lies.
You lie like a fly with a booger in its eye.
I had to do the wiggle all the way over here.
The wiggle?
Yeah, the chair wiggle.
They got you excited when they called you fat, huh?
Yeah, they did. I'm not as fat as I used to be. I was like, I'm the top one fat here.
I looked at Sprague and I go, can I be fake fat? And he looked at me with a S-eating smile and I was like, that's a no. I'm just a fatty.
Yeah.
I'm not as fat as I used to be either.
Man,
I'm down like probably 30, 35 pounds from my fattest.
Not me, brother. I'm the biggest I ever been. I don't even work in beer anymore, and I'm fat.
I've legitimately lost over 100 pounds, so.
Not me. My wife likes it, so I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, no, it turned out having neither of my hips work for a couple of years was not great for my body. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
Mildly problematic.
Who knew? Happy Friday. Shout out to Rust, who's on hour 5. Is this hour 5 for you, brother?
Yeah. I feel like Forrest Gump, after he ran across the country a couple of times, and he just kind of stopped and goes, I'm kind of tired.
I'm kind of tired.
Think I'll
go home now.
But at least I only got 3 hours to go.
Yeah, poor new guy, Brandon, too, has to just suffer with you in there for hours. Shout out, dude. We got a new... We got a new BYU Cougar in the house.
Oh, we got a Coug?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to swap your picture out for Soup.
Well, at least I haven't hotboxed him in here like I did Dusty's office the other day, too.
I can't believe you brag about that.
That's funny. What are you going to do?
It is kind of funny.
It's dad jokes.
It is. You know what's funny is, speaking of...
I'll hotbox Dusty's office, but it's going to be a very different smell.
Yeah, right? I fully expected yesterday to just, I'd be ruined. I told you before the show.
I'm going to need, because
I got home at midnight. I didn't get bed till 1. I was up at 5:30 doing that commercial shoot and then stumbled in here, 15, 16 minutes before the show and then did the show. And I got done. I got home and I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go golfing. And I ended up playing 18. I got home and I'm like, how am I still totally conscious right
now? It's called adrenaline, brother.
Then 9:30 hit and I went, oh. There it is, and I was like, all right, it's shower time, it's go lay in bed, and I probably fell asleep before 11 o'clock, which is...
Nah, it's brutal, dude.
Oh, dude. I can't remember the last time I fell asleep before 11 o'clock.
Mm.
Like, legitimately.
I was stupid enough to stay up till 1 o'clock.
Well, look at you!
I was in bed at like 8:30 last night.
Wow. Well, you had to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because that 4:15 alarm comes fast.
It ain't ever pretty.
When Sprague did the podcast with me, I was always like, how do you do this, dude? Like...
Cocaine.
Yeah, I'm like...
Cocaine.
Like, I'm like...
The good.
Like, how did you stay... Like, I would be one of those things where, like, that game... I remember, I went to the locker room at, like, 10:30, 10:40 last night. Like, I would... How are you still conscious? You have to be up in 5 hours.
Back in the old our old TV days too, with Dusty doing Trailblazers Pulse, which was of course the post game show.
Yeah, it was even
and
later
then
than mine.
He would be back in at 6 a.m. for the start of a show.
Yeah, Pulse came on even later than Outsiders did back in the day when we did that. That was the triple OG.
Because you had the network post game, and then you had Talking Ball, and then you had Trailblazers Pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
That's too much post game for me.
Talking Ball would go hour plus from time to time.
Yeah.
Like that.
Depending on the game itself,
the game and
how it went, the circumstances.
On location. Is Ian Carmel there?
Right? You know? Exactly. Because, yeah, that'll stretch it out.
That's too much post game for me. I want a quick in and out. Well, I want a little mimosa, split the wishbone.
Split the wishbone. There you go. But also that was back when they were a lot better too. They were good every night, and so it was like
the Blazers.
It's
amazing what'll happen.
So everybody, I mean, look, when that team's humming in this city, there's no bigger story. There's not. It is what it is.
In this town?
Yeah, they just feed on it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's the number one attraction in town if they're good.
Yeah, it's just a feast, man.
Yeah. So, the Ducks give it a run for their money.
No, they don't. I've seen the ratings. They don't.
Oh, okay.
When the Blazers are good, they're pulling in ratings that are like 125,000, 130,000 people.
I think I was judging that based on like how much swag I see people wear. But then college people wear more swag than professional sports people.
Yes, yes.
Although I did see a guy yesterday in an Eagles sweatshirt and an Eagles hat with the sticker on it.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, and again, I'm not saying like, you know... The Oregon stuff is more... You know, synonymous across the country.
Yeah, I've worn a Wazoo hat twice this week.
Yeah, everybody thinks you're wearing a Commander's hat.
And I've only worn a Cleveland hat once. Mm. So there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm already doubled up in swag on my college team because I think it represents you as a human more.
I think the only pro gear.
If you suffered years in Pullman, you would rep it too.
I almost had a USC hoodie on this morning, and I was like, it doesn't feel comfortable right now. So I went with a baggier hoodie, but the only pro team gear I ever typically wear, you almost never catch me wearing Raiders gear unless I'll throw on the Genty jersey every now and then.
You mean the Jamarcus Russell jersey?
No, Genty. I have a Raiders hat. I can't remember the last time I wore it, but I wear my Cardinals hats all the time.
Yes, you do.
I have like 30 different Cardinals hats that I cycle through.
Baseball hats are different to wear.
Yeah, they're just different. But other than that, I don't really wear a lot of pro gear. When I wear sports gear, it's almost always USC stuff.
I mean, baseball hats are so great that the majority of my sports hats are baseball style. Like this is a baseball hat.
100%.
Even though it's, you know, represents the university.
Although
it is the baseball logo.
There you go. I'm wearing one right now. I've gone to a lot of snapbacks.
I can't wear the snapbacks. It looks weird on my head.
I've gone to the snapbacks. This is the hat I've got on right now. It's the grad at the Sleep Token concert the other night. And I was like, you know, that's a nice little hat. Let me tell you right now, the Flex Fit snapback, there's nothing better. There's nothing better.
Wait, why do you need a snapback on a Flex Fit?
No,
isn't that
no,
the whole point?
It's super comfortable. It is the most comfortable hat out there. I did not realize that until it came out, and I was like, "Oh, what is this sweet, sweet little piece of heaven sitting on top of my head?" Like it's just you don't even
Jason
get
Jason Momoa.
Yes.
What's up, baby?
I brought that conversation up to somebody else in my life, and she was like, "I don't want to picture that." And yeah, that did not. She's like, "I'm not picking." No.
Well, I'm growing my beard out, so I have to wear a hat every day because I'm also growing the hair out.
Yeah,
so I can make it all one thing, and then I will shave my head.
Mm.
So I'm really self-conscious about how bad it looks.
Are we gonna frame it?
What?
Are we gonna get a frame up job, a little lineup?
Yeah, I haven't decided what we're gonna do. I might do a fade in.
There you go. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Well, I haven't decided yet.
You know what you
Before I ever get any of it done, I'm probably just going to get sick of it and shave it all off.
We're both there. It's kind of funny. Like, we mentioned this yesterday. We just, without even talking to each other, we synced up. Look at that.
My kids hate it.
We synced up our beards. A little scratchy?
No, I really hate my beard.
Yeah, it's the scratchy. That's the hard part of
getting
through
it. No,
it's the you. They were synced up.
Yeah, it's the you. I can't. You don't put that juju on me, Ricky Bobby.
Nah, man. You know, just switching it up. You know, getting ready for the season. I had somebody walk by me the other day and was like, "I didn't recognize you for a split second because you didn't have because I had my hair done and you know the facial hair, the beard yesterday." And they were like, "I did a double take because number one, you don't ever have a beard. Number two, you always wear a hat
and backwards. Coward would have a field day with you."
Oh yeah. The only hats that I wear forward are my baseball hats.
Yeah.
And I actually have Cardinals hats that I wear backwards. that are only backwards hats, and I have Cardinals hats that I only wear forwards. Do you have any of those, like, where, like, you've just worn it a certain way so it has to go on forward or backwards?
All my hats I wear forward because I'm an adult.
Wow. Wow. Me and Russ sitting here just
took
really
shots
weird
at both, yeah, you guys.
I know.
God.
Are you kidding me?
Also, number two, my hats always have a slight hitch to the right.
All right, Fred Durst.
Due to my love and admiration for Hall of Famer Carsten Charles Sabathia.
There you go.
For he used to do that because it kept the sun out of his eyes as he was a lefty.
Mm.
I love CC.
Right, look, if you don't, even Yankee CC, you can't not love him.
Yeah, he's my guy.
He's wonderful.
Fake fat now.
Yeah,
now
fake
he's
fat.
Fake fat.
Fake fat. I'm still a large man. I'm still 240.
I'm a large man, but I think some peeps got me beat.
Yeah, when I brought up I'm fatty number one, you're like, no, you're not there.
You're not there.
And I'm like, all right, fine. Fine.
Fine.
Well, you know, I lose another 20 pounds or so and get back down to where I want to be, 215, 220. We'll be good. Then I'll just be husky.
I think I'm supposed to be like 155. I think my BMI says 155.
Dude, I have pictures of me from basic training, and people are like, you look like an emaciated child. You're like, what do you weigh there? Like 160? And I'm like, I'm 198.
Yeah, like even if I was
like, what?
Even if I was just like cardio and like lightly lifting to get all this flub off me, 155? That's no drinking, no carbs,
yeah,
and active all the time. That's a no for me, dog. That's a no for me.
Yeah,
dog.
My, you know, there's the BMI one, and then there's like your frame, and like, so I've got one of those really nice scales at home that tells you like your body mass, your muscle mass, your skeletal mass, how much water weight you have, all those kind of things. And it's like, it's weird because it'll have like a bunch of green numbers or in the muscular skeletal and muscle mass, and it'll tell me like what my I would weigh 100% fat free. And when I was looking at it the other day, it's like, if you lost basically like every pound of fat on you, it was like 197. And I was like, yep. So no dreams of 180 pounds in my life. Nope. That's never going to be a thing.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we got a sports show for you today on Football Friday here on The Fan. Tomorrow is Oregon and Indiana. We'll finish up those thoughts today as well. We'll need your help at 10:45. We've got new ideas that we're going to need your help to flesh out in our book report segment at 10:45. So stick around for that. We'll have Web Gems at 11:45. And then a great conversation to have in the 12 o'clock hour about how you establish a program and relating to that where Indiana's brought themselves to.
Been sitting on my head.
Yeah, in a very short span, plus Blazers preseason tonight, Mariners game 5 tonight. We'll make sure to cover all of that. But we'll start in the NFL. Hey, boo-boo.
Mm.
You get that touchdown pick of Nick Beskid?
Hey, how about all of Philadelphia just crying together last night?
Thursday Night Football. Yeah, I forgot to do my picks on Luke's picks. I was going to take the Giants to be a contrarian.
Wow.
Just to be a contrarian. We'll start there. Thursday Night Football in the NFL. This is Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
1016 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows. The historic Fremont Bridge, 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also, youtube.com/1051thefan. Join the chat. We're always getting wild in there. We're talking about baseball a little bit in there. And boy, am I glad I'm not from Philadelphia today. Boy, am I not
glad. Every team lost.
Yeah. I'm not too worried about the Flyers because hockey just started.
But still.
Still, that's a rough day.
Also, there's...
I don't care.
There is a breaking story in college football as it pertains to the Big Ten that we are going to need to get to.
What's that?
There's
the... But I wanted to talk about it, boo-boo.
We will, but they're nearing a decision to land a $2.4 billion deal with a California pension investment fund.
They're going
to
go through with it, huh?
They're going to do it, and it... Teams are going to get $100 million payouts.
It's a good thing you can only spend $20 million a year.
Holy.
Well, and there is a senator from Washington who wants to block this and say that if they're going to do it, then they want to remove the tax-exempt status for the institutions.
Wazoo ain't going to like that. I need that tax-exempt status.
Yeah, right.
I ain't got money like you do. Well,
so it's a good thing you're not in the Big Ten, because that's what this is for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, this is a different story. But
hope you guys like blowing up our conference. Thanks a whole lot, losers.
Speaking of blowing up conferences, how about the Giants blowing up the NFC East last night?
Yeah, this is really cool. I do want to make sure we give a little love to the New York Giants, but I got to start here.
That you're not going to start with that?
No, I'm not.
Whoa!
I'm not, because this is what I'm talking about. I know a ton of people, conversations are, is Jalen Hurts any good? What's wrong with that offense? Why is Saquon not running the ball? The answer to me is so clear. This team is so poorly coached. It is unbelievable. Remember, we are only 2 years removed from people asking if Nick Sirianni should be the head coach at Philly. Sure, winning a Super Bowl gets you there, but like, this is unbelievable. You're telling me for 3 weeks in a row, after your game plan is shown, you can't do anything? That's not on Hurts. That's not on Barkley. That's not on the receiving corps. That is coaching to me. That is absolute preparation and adjustment. Sure, there may be things that Jalen's not throwing the ball well, et cetera, or guys drop balls. I understand that aspect. But a fundamental issue in Philly is coaching. It has to be.
What makes you, why do you believe that it's coaching over anything else?
Because schematically, they are learning what you're doing. They are adjusting, and you are not. This reminds me of Mike Leach at Wazoo, where you'd have this awesome offense in the first half. You get to the second half, and coaches go into the locker room and say, this is what they're doing. Okay, they're running this slant. They're doing this with the run game. That, how do we stop that? And Leach never evolved from it. He was like, nah, screw it. I'm going deep.
Okay, so why doesn't that blame fall on the offensive coordinator?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
but it's not just Sirianni. I think it's the whole staff. Okay. I think it's the whole staff.
Because I think they're missing Kellen Moore a lot more than
I think so too.
Than people are saying. And I heard the boys this morning. I think it was
a little warm.
There you go, like that. I think it was Sprague who said that Hurts is like 10 of 28 or 10 of 33 on passes over 10 yards. He's 35th in the NFL on air yard passes over 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It's like.
It's not good.
That's not good. Basically,
you got backups or people that have come in for being hurt, like a Mac Jones or something, that are doing a better job than you.
Come on now. It's Mike Jones. his first name is Michael.
Oh, really?
He did not know his first name was Michael because it's McCunkle? McCunkle's his middle name? McKinkle?
Hmm.
And so he goes by Mac. He was telling the story of
Mike Jones.
Samsonite. I was way off.
But he was telling the story that when he was in elementary school, he was like, the substitute teacher said Michael. And I go, that's not my name. Like, he did not know his first name was actually Mike. I was like, also, Mike Jones.
Yeah, no.
What are you doing, dude?
I know, dude. You're Mike Jones, dude.
What are you doing?
You got to be Mike Jones.
You got to be Mike Jones. I do agree with what you're saying to an extent. It's weird. Jalen Hurts, to me, was a guy that I was out on. coming into the league. And then he just kept winning and kept doing stuff and kept figuring out. And it was weird. Like I got all the way to the top of that hill of like, Jalen Hurts is good. And now I'm coming back down that hill of like, is he good? And I'm like, now I'm wondering like, how good is he? And if it's not perfect, if it's not set up, and we talk about all this kind of stuff all the time, whether you have the weapons, you have the right coaching, the right system, like, you know, whether like Baker Mayfield, you know, now he's an MVP candidate after, you know, going through the wilderness and stepping onto the field for the Rams 48 hours before signing as a backup off the street kind of a deal. You know what I mean? Like his redemption tour is so crazy. And now he's so productive in Tampa Bay. It's like, yeah, he just needed to get to the right place. He needed to mature, all those kind of things. Jalen Hurts, though, I don't question his dedication. I don't question his work ethic. I don't question his mentality. Like, this is a guy that is militaristic. He was brought up in a military household. He very much understands all of the things. I wonder how much of the other stuff, the quarterback stuff, the checks, the understanding reads and where to go and how he progresses. Like, those are things that are harder to understand unless you've got 2 feet on the ground and you've got that communication and you know, okay, actually, well, you know, Jalen doesn't do good past his second read. He's not able to get to the backside. He's not able to do this. He's not able to do that because they're still prolific and they're still productive. But when Saquon Barkley runs for 58 yards, his season high is what, 82, 84 yards. He doesn't have a 100-yard game this season.
But he only has 12 carries. You're only rushing the ball 12 times.
I get what you're saying, 100%.
That's not on Saquon.
Well, I think he's had games this year where he has had opportunities and he's been
But getting
stuffed.
Your number called is not your decision.
No, you're right. He only had 14 touches, which is light for him.
Very light. For the best running back in football?
Yeah.
That's when they're the most puzzling great team I've ever seen.
It's weird. The 49ers are the most fraudulent 4-1 team I've ever seen. The Eagles aren't a fraudulent 4-2, they're a WTF 4-2. And then it's like, you have all of this. And did you catch Lane Johnson last night?
No.
His post game? Yeah, he was like, yeah, no, there are problems.
But guess what I'll tell you about the 49ers? Why they're the most fraudulent 4-1 team? Because they have good coaching.
Yeah.
Robert Saleh on the defense is a great coach. Kyle Shanahan is a brilliant mind in football. No one's saying that about this coaching staff in Philly.
No, they're not. And, you know, did you catch A.J. Brown? I don't know. I don't know if denying
their meeting.
Jalen and Saquon talked to me, and then there's a report like, no, they talked three times, and it was like, okay, AJ is clearly divaing up a little bit, and you got to deal with that. But it's just like there's just one thing after another. But we got to give the victors
here
the love.
I agree. I just needed that's been on
no,
my chest
fine.
since the second half started, because that is what I tuned into the game last night simply to see what Philadelphia would do in the second half. And I'm mad that I did it. However, I'm not mad that
quite
I did
literal
it.
Squad douche.
Yeah, I'm not mad that I did it because I did get Hey Boo Boo.
Oh man.
And Ripping Darts. My new duo. Our new duo.
There's
I'm Ripping Darts.
So much
You're Hey Hey Boo Boo.
There's so much fun.
They're so fun.
There's so much fun.
I love this concept of dudes that were like, you know, snagging chicks in college last year and wondering where you're going to go in the NFL, but like being big man on campus. And now they're the coolest guys in the league right now because they're playing with house money. No one expects
how
the
they handle
to be good.
It is going to be interesting. So
it's so great.
There's an ESPN story yesterday about Scadaboo's teammates. And this is hilarious. I'm going to read a couple snippets here because it's fantastic. This is from their kick returner, Olszewski. On Scadaboo. He blurts out anything. You don't know. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong, but it's always loud. That's pretty much in any meeting we have. He's going to say something. He's learning, though. He's awesome. He's as genuine as they come. He's genuinely an idiot. It's not in his wheelhouse. He doesn't know where he's at. Most rookies, when they first get to the league, are like, oh my God, it's the NFL. For him, it's just another day playing football. Here's another one from Tyrone Tracy. Everyone tells me, bro, go get your rook. I'm like, bro, what do you want me to do? Tell him to be quiet? He's always yelling. He's very loud. We'll be in meetings. The scat asks a question, just yells it out. He might be wrong, but he'll yell it out to everyone who looks at it, and then everyone looks at me. I'm like, bro, what do you want me to do? It's nothing crazy, just like he's always yelling.
Doesn't even raise his hand.
Whether it's yelling out stuff in the meeting room, just screaming when he goes out to practice, he's just very loud. I think if you paid him to be quiet for a day, he couldn't do it. There's more. Daniel Bellinger, the tight end, zero filter. First time at special team meetings, yes. What's our job? Our job is to play with speed, get off the ball. And this animal just goes, physicality! And it just made no sense. He just yells things out. No filter. Whether it's right or wrong, he'll just yell it out. That's scat for you. He's like, I've had some characters, Sterling Shepard, Amir Smith-Marset. It's a little bit weird, but this is one guy. There's no filter. He goes, the first time I met him, we're in the sauna, and then we go into the ice tub, and we're sitting there's ice tub, and this guy, right when we get in, just starts yelling. He's like, ah! I'm like, are you okay? This guy's just a little bit different. I've never met any other teammate quite like him. And this last one, running back Dante Miller, I've never seen someone chew seeds louder. He eats loud. He does everything loud. It's quiet in the meeting room. He's munching on seeds. I'm like, this is not normal.
They brought bro culture to the NFL.
He goes, what's a crazy cartoon character? He's like, that's a very, very good comparison. This guy is the Tasmanian devil. I like that. But also, he chews seeds really loud.
Like, not bro culture. I shouldn't have said bro culture. It's like frat culture.
Yeah, he's just he's unabashedly him. Like, I think Cam Scadaboo is what Rob Gronkowski, what everybody thinks Rob Gronkowski actually is all the time, where Cam is actually that all the time.
Boo-boo is that way, and then he's got the good-looking quarterback that kind of just hangs next to him.
What's funny, I was watching did you watch any of the postgame on Amazon?
Is it like Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci?
Yes. Did you see the postgame?
I did watch the postgame. You know, normally I don't watch that stuff.
It was so good.
And I was like, I think I'm going to watch this, and then people are ripping shirts off.
Dude. They asked Dart.
We're interviewing Jackson Dart's mom.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Look.
Yes, please.
Yes. She fit in at Ole Miss just fine. But Dart's up there, and you know, Carissa Thompson's just like, you are so like respectful and well behaved, and like you treat everybody the right way. And she goes, but you get on the field, you talk. He goes, I'm a different human out there. Like,
I love it, but
you can see it. There's that swagger that just. And it's not fake. It's not Russell Wilson forced or faked or anything like that. It's authentic. And that's what you have with Scadaboo. It's authentic.
By the way, RIP Russell Wilson.
Booed off the field.
For one throw, that was the most atrocious throw I've ever seen in my life.
Turfed it.
It's so rough.
But getting booed off the field is hilarious. But I'm really bummed that Malik Nabers has a torn ACL. Because
right,
those three guys could have like been really, really, really fun this year.
Giants have just become must-watch TV for me.
Like, did you see the...
Dart looked good. Let's talk like some honest, like I know we're having fun here. Dart
no, he looks, looked good. He's
Dart
a gamer.
Looks like an NFL quarterback.
He's a gamer, he man. Like, we talked about this the other day with him and Herbert, like as far as like where they kind of are is like how... Like, Dart, I believe he's listed at 6'5". Let me pull it up. He's listed at 6'2". Good God, he's bigger than that. His
hair is gorgeous.
Yeah. But he's listed at 225. He's a solid guy. But you see him, he's not a guy that's looking to take off and run. But when he does, it's impactful. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's just something. Like, it's not Josh Allen, like, time to go make somebody hate playing football today. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's, well, I should probably take off here and go get some yards. And then he just makes a play. And when it comes time for him to make a throw, he makes the throw. And it's just... There's just something about him. It's weird because the quarterback he kind of reminds me of is the guy that got booed off the field last year or last night.
Mm-hmm.
Russ, when he debuted with the Seahawks, just made plays.
Juice.
And just had stuff. Ooh. But Dart is much like, do you ever foresee Jackson Dart at this point right now being problematic in a locker room in his career?
No. No. No, I don't. Because
it feels real, right?
It feels real, feels genuine. Because he's got the moxie on the field, and when he gets done and he starts talking, it's very much like, yeah, man, I try really hard at football,
mm-hmm.
and it's not this fake persona. Because I think we didn't use Russ as the example.
Yeah.
We didn't realize that his persona was fake.
Yeah.
We thought he was being genuine, which is why we liked him so much. And then we realized it was scripted.
Yep.
And it's like a reality show that you watch that you thought was real,
mm-hmm.
and then you realize, oh, this
it's all produced.
Oh man, or like if you grew up as a kid and thought wrestling was real,
yeah.
Then you,
Mr. Unlimited.
I mean that's so rough. Hey Broncos, let's ride. It's so bad.
But with Dart and Scadaboo, if that's fake, it's the best fake I've ever seen.
Yeah, all right. Let's flip over to college football next. A big game. We walked through the SEC yesterday, but we skipped this game as the Red River rivalry that I now have to enunciate goes down this weekend. Looks like John Mateer might play. But the question I have is, will this be the end of Texas in 2025? We'll get to that next. But first, there's Russ with sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Woman trying to catch
a trick on the street. Some great things coming across the text line in the YouTube chat, 503-864-6326. Talking about Cam Scataboo, or as I will now address him only as Hey Boo Boo. Totally reminds me of Jon Favreau in The Replacements.
Oh, yeah.
Scat is the Isaac of Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Scataboo is Thad from Blue Mountain State, or Tweeter from Varsity Blues.
Tweeter's the one.
I like Tweeter, Tweeter the most.
Tweeter's the one. I just like pure, Tweeter. Unadulterated, zero filter. If you, every single one of his teammates in that article said the exact same thing in some form or fashion.
No filter. They want to say they don't like him so bad, and they just can't. Not because they don't want to say it out loud, but because they don't not like
him. Yeah. I want to hate
this guy so much.
But you
just
love him because he's unabashedly him. You know what I mean? It's not fake. It's not forced. He's a crazy person.
What do you want to talk about? A.J. Brown being a diva or Cam Scataboo ripping his shirt off?
Yeah.
That's an easy
Also, for me. If you didn't see it in the postgame, Scataboo ripped his shirt off with Fitzpatrick last night and just broed out. It was pure unadulterated just manliness.
Also, it's a good thing his teammates know he's stupid, because the way he puts his head down and runs, he's going to be stupid.
Oh, did you see the block he had?
Yes. Dude, I saw one of his touchdowns. I was like, bro.
The block that he had, he murdered whoever that, I can't remember who the edge rusher was, but he absolutely murdered him in pass pro. And I went, oh, good God. The thing is, Scat's not huge. He runs like Mike Allstott. He's not Mike Allstott sized.
Absolutely not. We're going to need you to stick around here in 15 minutes. We'll get to a new segment we're calling Book Report that we need heavy fan interaction. We're going to test drive this thing and see how it goes, and we'll need your help. So stick with us in 15 minutes. But I want to slide over into college football. And I know there are bigger games this weekend, but I don't know if there's... Yeah, there's probably bigger storylines, definitely. Oregon, Indiana's big. Alabama, Missouri's big. But as this texter points out, as a Duck fan, I'm hate rooting for Oklahoma this weekend to end the Texas Manning talk. And that's kind of why I put a pause on that game yesterday as we walked through the SEC, because I wanted to have this conversation in a larger note. I think even without John Mateer, I think there's a very good question that Texas goes bye-bye for this season after tomorrow. I was seeing some propaganda on the internet that was showing me that technically Arch Manning has a better QBR than John Mateer does this year. And sure, the stats might look like that, but I'm going to go with Oklahoma's just a better all-around team. And Texas, who had national championship hopes, who even though they lost to Ohio State,
some of us were like, Arch didn't play well, but we gave him the out. It was his first game, big time atmosphere on the road, biggest game in college football regular season history, et cetera, et cetera. This thing has fallen quickly, and I think there's a very, very good chance that the whole thing falls off a cliff tomorrow.
I don't know that I buy Oklahoma.
Fair.
And it's not the material of it all. You said that they're a better team. I don't think they are.
You don't?
I don't think they're a better team.
Do you think they will win this weekend?
Texas or Oklahoma?
Texas.
I think Texas wins.
Really?
I do. I think Mateer is special. I think he's a gamer who plays above his talent level. I think he has just, like we're talking about with Dart, I think he has juice. I think he has real stuff to him. Oklahoma does not feel like an Oklahoma team of like great Oklahoma teams, and not just like on the offensive side, but defensively. They don't feel like a team that is putting a bunch of NFL dudes out on the field.
Which is Venable's bread and butter.
He's a defensive guy through and through.
It should be a lot better. But I would argue, I mean, Oklahoma, when Lincoln Riley was there, there was not a lot of Bob Stoops there.
No, that was their
hang-up. Things change. I know I honestly sometimes black out about those Lincoln Riley Oklahoma days, because even though they had guys,
I mean,
their offenses were really cool,
insane.
But they weren't always they weren't always in great games.
No.
Outside of Baker.
Yeah.
You know, and so when I think of the Oklahoma of old, I think of Bob Stoops. Big game Bob, who's never won a big game in his life.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I don't want to call them fraudulent. They're fifth in, they're fourth in SP Plus, which, okay, pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a team that sixth in the rankings. I just watching them. Maybe this is just college football. Maybe it's a sign of me getting older and the game changing and me not necessarily changing with it or how I look at it that way.
The Dabo lens. Are you using the Dabo lens?
They don't look special to me.
I feel you on that.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I 100% see what you're saying.
Not that they're bad.
Yeah.
They're just when I see the number six next to your name, you're the sixth best team
weird.
In the country. It's like, that doesn't feel right.
Of the top 10 teams, how many of them do you think would beat Oklahoma? And you're saying all of them.
I mean, honestly, let me do that real quick. Ohio State, Miami, Oregon, Ole Miss, A&M. Honestly, I think the only team in the top 10, and it's probably very reminiscent, is Indiana.
Mm.
That's
because I don't know. Well, the reason I brought this up is because I don't think this is necessarily an eyes on Oklahoma game. I think as Sark is starting to look for excuses, talking about schedule and you know, culture, and he's trying to like, hey, look up here. Don't pay attention to the fact that on the field we look discombobulated. So I think that's interesting. I didn't take into account how good Oklahoma is for this game.
Yeah.
I was looking more at, I worry about
how underperforming Texas has been.
Correct.
The other side of this
But you're bringing up, bring up a decent point there.
I do it every now and then. Their loss to Ohio State was 14-7. It's a one-score, ugly, early season matchup. Their loss last week to Florida was a one-score, 29-21 game. Like,
they had to come back a lot, though.
I understand.
But going to the Swamp is tough.
It is.
To Sark's point, the shoe and the Swamp in the same year is pretty wild.
Spin a wheel and pick two harder places.
Yeah, but go ask Florida what they think about their schedule.
They don't have any right to complain about schedule. Their two losses are road losses in against two of probably the
blue blood
four
programs.
Or five best defenses in the country.
And just blue blood programs.
Yes. So
rabid fans.
Have they underperformed? Yes. But let's see, who do they have the rest of the season? Let's say they beat Oklahoma, they beat Kentucky, they beat Mississippi State, they beat Vandy, and they go into Georgia. What would that be? 6-7-2? And you've got Texas. They're probably sitting at somewhere between 10 and 13 at that point in time, if they rattle off a win against Oklahoma and Vandy and going against Georgia. Oh, God. That's at Georgia. God, they go. Ugh, that is tough.
Yeah, dude.
You go to the shoe, you go to the swamp, and you go between the hedges.
Sup, dude?
Ugh.
So, like that, but what there is a little bit of validity there.
Yeah.
But we're only five games into the season. You're already bitching about a schedule, dude. That feels to me that things are crumbling a little more in Austin.
And Texas, Oklahoma is a Texas home game, but it's not at Texas.
Right.
So it's at the state fair.
It's like one of the only sponsored regular season games. It's wild.
Yeah. So, but it's funny. I was golfing with an Oklahoma fan this summer, and they were like, you know, in Dallas, there's more Oklahoma fans than there are Texas fans. Just going to let you know that. And I was like, look.
That's
look.
A shot. That's
I was like,
shot.
Look at you. And it's because he lives in, I think, just outside of Dallas, if I remember right.
That'd be like me saying, there are more Cougs in Seattle than Huskies.
Yeah,
just saying.
But,
Husky fan be like, yeah, because they're in like L.A. and Chicago.
Because they
York,
all left. But no, it's. The season's not over for Texas, but if they lose this weekend, it's cooked.
And maybe we can put to bed all that discussion. All right, we come back. We need your all's help a little bit, hey? We've got the bones here of something fun we'd like to have you join in. So stick with us. We'll follow through. Your thoughts and opinions are very much needed, and we're very much welcome. We'll get to Book Report next on 105.1 The Fan.
My mother's always stressing. Top flight
security
right.
Of the world,
but
friend.
I ain't going out without a fight.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, do our Pacific Northwest picks, as we'll take a peek at all those, including the Oregon-Indiana game, which you can check out right here on the Fan Sports Network. Kick is at 12:30. Sports Saturday with Joe and Rashad is at 6 to 8, and then you get Ducks pregame. Anthony Newman, Q's one of the best out there with Andy Dirt Johnson. Till 10:30, Jerry and Jorgie will take you to kickoff with Dusty Hera. The brand man himself on the sidelines, post-game coverage afterwards to follow. Long day on Saturday here if you're a Ducks fan. Tune in. We'll have everything you possibly need. So we'll get to our picks in the Pacific Northwest in the 11 o'clock hour plus web gems, and we'll take a look at some NFL and college football as well. But this, we're going to test something out here, and maybe we'll listen to your thoughts and maybe do it this week, maybe do it next week. Maybe we just brainstorm this on the air, workshop it live. But Danny and I have been talking about punishments for making bets.
Just punishments in general.
Well, Danny just wants punishments, including his own from Jason Momoa, about making some picks here, and then you guys can tell me which one of my picks is wrong, and then you guys can tell me what my punishment is. Now, my punishment could be anything from doing Danny's leg day routine to listening.
We're going to need video.
Listening
of that.
Some of Danny's bad music and me having
great
to break
music.
It down.
So great, in fact, that Jason Zucanic showed up and loved it.
Mm. You're lucky I like that man.
Yeah.
And I fear for my life around that man. Otherwise, I would take a shot. So, for example, okay, this week in college football, all right, I want you to find some games that you want to pick against the spread. Mm-hmm. For example, I will start first. North Texas has sold out their game against South Florida, the first sellout in North Texas history. They are 2.5-point favorites at home.
Total is 66.5.
And give me North Texas. Like, I love this team. I love this spread, and I want North Texas.
The spreads this week are tough.
They are.
There are a lot of really tough spreads.
I know my next one, too.
Keep going.
Okay, I'll keep going. Number two, Ohio State favored by 14.5 against Illinois. Give me the Fighting Illini.
Oh.
Give me the Fighting Illini. This is maybe.
You took the big one.
This is maybe the best team Ohio State's played all year. Okay.
I mean, offensively, it's not even close.
And their offense, until they found a Minnesota, has struggled.
Yes.
You're going to tell me they're going to win by more than two touchdowns? Give me the Fighting Illini. Number three, I'll take Ole Miss to cover the spread against Wazoo.
There it is. I was wondering if you were going to do
that. That'll be my number three. So, for example.
Which, by the way, folks, is 31.5.
So you guys can tell me which one of those is the worst take, and then you can tell me what my punishment is.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, we might have to throw polls up on the old X.
We will. I will put up. Do we want to put this up as which one of these is the worst pick?
Yes.
Okay.
One for each of us.
Yes.
And then we will decide punishments Monday.
If it doesn't hit.
Yes. And then on Monday, we will decide punishments.
So they get to pick the worst, and that becomes our one that we have to ride with.
Yeah, like if you think I'm stupid for taking Illinois to cover the spread more so than North Texas, you would vote for that.
Yes, you would vote for the Illinois spread, and whatever one wins in the poll is the one you have to ride with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get it, punishment is on.
We decide a punishment on Monday.
Okay. I am actually going. God, I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the Alabama 2.5 against Missouri.
Okay.
I'm scared of that game. In fact, all of the ones I'm going to take are going to be scary. All of the ones I'm going to take are going to be scary. I'm going to take Indiana.
I knew you would. You can't even help yourself, can you?
I think it's going to be.
You cannot help yourself.
I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, dang.
I talked to Dusty yesterday after the show. Like, you know, I always ask him, what are you feeling about this week? And he gave me a lot of, I don't know, man. I think
there's a lot of up in the air.
And I think very similar to Oregon, Penn State. Oregon's going to win.
There is a reason I'm not interested in this line. Mm. There's a reason they were not one of my picks.
Yes.
Because I don't know.
And that's why I said, this is going to be scary. And then I'm going to do it.
Are you going to take SC over Michigan?
I'm going to do it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Like I said, all three of these are scary.
Voting with your conscience, huh?
All three of these are scary.
Holy catfish!
USC -2.5 against Michigan. I don't like it.
All right.
I don't like
all
it.
Right.
I don't like it.
Throw those up.
I don't like it.
Throw those up, and you can text in 503-864-6326.
Oh, I don't like it.
You can go to the Twitter and find it there. What's the Twitter account you got that on?
I'm going to put it up on the show account, good
sir. On the show account?
It'll be at Harris and Meringue.
You can find it there, or you can jump on the YouTube chat and go there. My three, just to remind you, are North Texas by 2.5, Illinois covering the 14.5. As 14.5-point dogs, North Texas favored by 2.5. And I will say Ole Miss covers the 31.5, 32.5. ESPN says 31. Do I get 31 or 32?
We have to agree on the book. I'm using ESPN.
So, I am as well.
So
it's 31.5.
So you get 31.5.
Okay. And I will take Ole Miss to cover 31.5 over my Cougs. You will take Alabama to cover as 2.5-point favorites against Missouri. You will take Indiana to cover 7.5 against Oregon. And you will take, where are you? 4:30 kick. You will take USC 2.5 favored over Michigan.
Yes.
Okay.
So there will be two separate tweets. There will be one for Harris's and one for mine because you can only do four at a time. So I'll put one up for Harris. The worst line in there, the one that you think is least likely to hit, that is the one you vote for.
And we will ride that over the weekend, and on Monday, you all can choose our punishments. That is what we call book report.
Mm. Because this started out as this was going, you would have to do a book report on a game or something along those lines. So yes. That's where we're going with the book report.
Mm-hmm. And you will need to do a book report on leg day, because you will have to not only do it, but you will have to describe how it went.
Yes, exactly. And I want video evidence.
You'll get it.
I want squats.
You'll get it.
I want depth.
Remember out there, guys, you like me.
Wishbone.
I'm on your team.
Wishbone.
Dare I say, go Ducks.
Mm.
Just a reminder. Just want to let everybody know. Just letting everybody know.
Oh, yeah, it's you, Mr. Pro Duck.
Yeah, I think you got nice shoes. Is that a new haircut? I think you look gorgeous today. Just a friendly reminder. We come back loaded second hour. Stick with us. We're having a good time out here. We'll start taking a peek. We keep saying, you know, two losses can get you in the playoffs. Two losses can get you in the playoffs. Well, that number is going to start to dwindle. So we'll take a look at one loss teams and even current two loss teams and let you know which ones are out and which ones still got a chance. Loaded second hour. Stay with us. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.